Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Bold and the Beautiful podcast. I am Melissa.
I'm Kevin Allen Fredericks III.
I'm Angel the Raptress.
Tanks Leal in the building.
I don't see it.
He looks German to me. Very good. We are reviewing The White People's Business. That is Sister Wives, episode season 18, episode 5-ish.
And this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. ShipStation, HelloFresh, and Lumi. We'll tell you more about them later.
We thank you guys so much for sponsoring us. We appreciate you allowing us to have jobs.
Amen.
Just to come in here and speak about things.
Work. Amen.
We are. That's the reason why I watch these white people, because this is a job.
100%. This is work.
People are at work. We're at work, and people are watching us at work.
This is the same revelation you had at Boeing. That people, when you were on set, but you
tell you, and it feels like work.
Hello.
This episode.
No, and actually,
we was like watching trees grow.
This is my actual critique of
this.
This
is what always
happens
when we pick a show.
No. I've been with it real hard, but this episode right here.
No. I'm saying this is what happens when we decide to pick a show.
Oh,
and the previous season be like, man, I shot to death. He was a fire.
He come in,
view it,
and he drained the hell out of oil on that car.
We're gonna go to the library and read books.
I don't know why this season they decided to do so much talking head recaps instead of the reality of what's happening.
Yeah,
and that's what I think is making it drag, because we're just seeing a lot of people like talk about this one thing from 17 different angles.
I think they didn't have material.
But so that's what's so well, and I agree, but I feel like some of this could have just been skipped. If they are two years behind, and I'm on McKelty's Patreon, she's like, we're going to get Christine's wedding. We're going to get Christine's proposal.
On the show?
Yes. She's like, they filmed all of that. So if that's the case, cut this out.
But today we're going to Chick-fil-A, and I'm going to get some fries.
This whole episode took place in Janelle's apartment with Christine and her daughter, and outside of Robin's house with Mary, and then talking heads were plopped in between. That was the whole
They had a stage play.
Episode.
They said, look, we got limited resources. We got two different scenes. That's all we can give you.
We were watching. Melissa was like, man, this is a lot of talking heads. And from that moment, I was like, it is a lot
it's
of.
Just,
it was like 80-20.
No, legit.
Talking heads to like visual activity.
I feel like it was maybe two setups. How many did you just say?
It was the two setups of us at Janelle's apartment with Christine coming over with a beanbag, and we stayed there the whole episode. And then Mary and Robin outside. They then eventually put Mary in her truck to drive to her place, but that's all we saw.
Which was also super disappointing.
I'm just glad it wasn't just me.
No.
Okay.
The other disappointing part is that my assumption was like, oh, it's going to pick up, because they were teasing, alluding to the fact that this was going to be the episode Mary announced, I'm done with Cody. This Negro is announcing that she's moving her. I mean, I understand it's like a soft breakup. This is the first step, but again.
South Utah or whatever.
Yeah, like just.
What was it? What is that?
It
what
was South Utah. Oh. The way she was like, I'm going to South Utah.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving.
She did do the whole build up. Got some big changes coming up. I'm going 3 miles south.
I was like, girl, enough already. And it's frustrating because they are so far behind that I'm anticipating.
Oh, because you
all
in the
of
real
these
life
dynamics. Yeah. Of real life. Because it could be really interesting to see the way I want to see so bad how they did Father's Day when Christine shouted out her new boo and not her ex-husband
on
and
Instagram?
All her children. Yes.
But that was right now, right?
That's what I'm saying. Catch me up to there. I want to see that conversation.
Exactly.
Catch
Everybody
me
does.
Up to the conversation. Did they get married or engaged? And he did the whole situation. What did Cody say? Did he act a fool? What did the kids say? Show me the group chat. I'm still waiting on that.
That's what we need.
Show me the group chat.
It's the group chat.
Come on.
I paid for a Patreon that just had the group chat screenshots.
Who?
I would pay for that.
Oh, listen. The thing is, McKelty is the bridge over troubled water, so she's not giving all the tea the way she should be giving the tea. So, I don't know. I'm just a little bit like, y'all, why would y'all do me like that?
Yeah, they heard me.
We watched them one segment. Like, we finna order Postmates. What you want? And then one was like, I want to get the chicken fingers and the fries. And they handed it to Liz.
Yeah, that is like so accurate.
That beef.
No. Take the chicken fingers off. I don't want them no more.
Yeah, let me get it. You know what? I had chicken tenders yesterday. Let me get.
I have a proclamation.
Proclaim.
You got on margarita earrings.
I do. Uh-huh. That's not the proclamation, though.
What's on here?
Christine is bona fide a mean girl. She's a Disney villain.
She cracked me up.
The whole episode, she was like, your entire apartment
she did
could fit in my living room. This little rat hole you live in. As a matter of fact, I just brought the beanbag by so you could cut it open and move in there because it would be better than this.
Hold up, but why did she turn into Cody in the episode? She was like, oh my God, I cannot believe that they live this way. I'm like, it's starting to, I think I said it before, it's starting to remind me of Olivia Pope. What's that show? Scandal. How to Get Away with Murder, where everybody's scandal, where everybody's just starting to do the same voice. Like, because I was like, she's talking like Cody, right? Like, just like him.
She did.
She
had the exact cadence.
She was like, for my 50. I mean, I was waiting for her to break out to a Disney song.
I said,
I know, that's wild.
They
actually.
All are
y'all
aging
are 10 years older than me.
Like bananas. Okay? In a bag with an apple, because that speeds it all up. They are aging terribly.
In the sun.
Yes, all of it.
With milk.
She was like, she was like, for my party, I just want to invite Janelle's kids, my kids. I'm not interested in the rest of those children. Not going to invite Cody's mom because he's not going to be there. And they were like, Cody's best friend, that would work. She was like, no. I said, she is having so, she smiled. Nobody else smiled this episode.
The rabbit got the gun
her.
Now.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yes. Rabbit she's has enjoying the gun
it.
And
she's enjoying it.
1,000%, I don't know if it was you or the Patreon people, said that Christine at one point was the Robin, and that's when she enjoyed the relationship the most.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. And now that Robin came in and she's one of the other ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She didn't do it. And it's like, I can see flashes of that. When they was talking about the time that Cody spent 27 of 30 days.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Her house, he said, I tried it for a month.
He did it like he had a science experiment.
That's also the sign that you're looking for a monogamous relationship.
Dog.
If what made
they
you
are looking for monogamy.
Was spending 27 days, which, I mean, not that that's not a fair ask, an unfair ask. It absolutely is. But you can't do polygamy and expect
monogamous stuff.
Yeah, to have a relationship with him for 27 days. Not split your time between, you know, yourself and your other wives. The other thing that Christine said that I think we watched two or three times because it was hysterical. And she said, if...
Oh, my God.
They asked if Robin, I think she said, asked me, you know, I really want to be your friend. What can we do to rectify the situation?
She's like, hell no.
I mean, she could have asked. I would have appreciated had she asked, and I still would have said no.
She's like, I don't trust her.
Yeah, because I don't. Because I hold on, no, because I don't trust her. They all kind of talk like this inflection. I don't trust her at all.
That's because she
rewound that part
three
times. It was
smiles through it.
It was Rick.
She
James.
Did smile.
She was like, I mean, if Robin, this is what she said, Liz. Let me frame it how she did it. If Robin wanted to be friends,
she did.
All she had to do was ask me. If all she had to do was make it clear she wants to be friends, totally, that's all she had to do. Now, I would not have been her friend because I don't like her. And under no circumstance would I ever be friendly. But she could have asked. Right. It's like, girl, why are you? I'm coming there with my feet on your couch. That's exactly what she was saying. We laughed so hard at that.
That was the
she
best.
Also was like telling, she was telling your girl to move.
Oh yeah.
Why don't you move?
She's trying to get a spinoff.
Next door. Come live with
life
me next
after.
Door.
And then she cuts her head, her talking head like, I don't know why I asked her to move. I know she can't move. Oh, I'm so happy I'm not married to Cody.
That's what I said. I said, oh, she's a Disney villain. She really, the way she was doing Janelle, and Janelle don't pick up on nothing.
No.
Janelle got a wagon. You hear me? That butt, when they couldn't get that damn beach, that chair, the beanbag in there, I was like, she needs to get her big booty on the other side and then put her butt on it to push it because her butt is... She got ass.
Nah, I was fast forwarding. Sorry.
Oh no, you should. I'm
glad
it was
I did.
All on the
no,
screen.
I didn't. Even
but
see
the
that.
Way she was like, yeah, you should. That's when she made the comment about your whole apartment can fit. This is the thing that just hurts me about Janelle. Her apartment is not shoot ready.
No.
There is shit. every damn where.
I thought we was watching Hoarder.
That is what it looked. And I said, and you want to add a bing bang?
You're like they set this mess? Like they're setting the place up to come shoot. It's like, now what we're going to do is move everything over here.
No, it looks like they picked up her apartment, shook it, sat it back down.
She live in a snow globe. Just let that shit settle and we'll get back to it.
It's so funny because she don't have like a house like the other people have houses. And the way they be looking, they be like, she be like,
they got chateaus. She got a tent.
We've been eating onion soup for months. Like, dang, they just be decrepit.
Yes.
And they go to Robin's house and they just be, ha, ha, ha. And they're like, all right, Janelle, you live under this bridge. It's like, dang, girl.
Hold up. But Robin, I'm going to address this heifer because she annoying the hell out of me.
Rihanna gets on my nerves. That's what I call her.
Wants to act so goddamn oblivious.
Yes, that's come
to on, everything God. That's happened. And I'm like,
Melissa,
I can't stand it because she's like, I mean, it just seemed like Heifer, if he's spending 90% of his time with you, what the hell you think the rest of them getting?
Marcus, that's where you're wrong.
I have except for that month. Her, oh, yeah, the office.
I have
yeah,
an
yeah.
Office at her house.
But wait, I have or a garage. I do have a question, right? Well. So early in the season, I don't remember if it was this season or past seasons, regardless, she was like, you guys, meaning the other wives, handed Cody to me.
Yeah, I remember what she said. So that.
If she did that and she's the only one that set up, I'm not saying she right, I don't be like a Robin, but I'm just saying, okay, context. If she's the only one who set up an office for him to work, has a place for, look at God, ain't he good? Only wife that set up a place for him to stay, made him feel comfortable, made a house that feels like their home and not my home that you come and visit.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you not think he gonna spend all that time there?
Because he didn't agree to a great marriage. He agreed to a plural marriage. And this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, thoughts be tearing me up. They be running around in my head, keeping me up at night. And I be like, shush.
Thoughts.
Oh, what'd you think I said?
Thoughts.
Oh, well, that can happen too. But it's mostly my thoughts. And I'm gonna tell you what. If you're one of those people that find yourself trying to fall asleep and your brain just won't stop talking, let me tell you, one of the things that helps get those racing thoughts to like chill out is to talk through those thoughts and talk them out with someone. Therapy gives you a place to do that, and you can get your negative thought cycles out of your head and get yourself some mental and emotional peace. I have a therapist that I see on a weekly basis. She is worth her weight in gold. And the way my brain is always just on 120 miles an hour, if it wasn't for her, I don't know if I'd be able to slow it down and actually figure out what it is that I'm trying to do, figure out what my priorities are, and then create the actionable steps to do afterwards. It actually helps give me so much like mental clarity and space. So if you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. And what's great is that you can do it whenever you want to, from wherever you want to. It's really made to be convenient, which is so much better, in my opinion, than traditional therapy. All you got to do is take like this little brief questionnaire and they will match you with the therapist. And what's also great, if you're not vibing with your therapist, if you just don't think it's a good fit, you can change at any time at no additional cost. Get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/TBTB today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on this? Man. That
which part?
The plural, like for her essentially setting up a space that allows him to feel like it is an hour. Like every time he goes to Mary's house, he goes to Christine's house or to
Janelle.
Thank you. Janelle's house. It feels like he is going to their house.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
he has, you know, a closet or whatever. I feel like Robin entered this as a hour space.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, who wouldn't have a preference for that space? Not saying that it's right, because obviously, you know, this is something he needs to situate amongst all of his wives.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like human nature would be that I would prefer the space that feels more inviting and like it is. You went out of your way to make it ours.
Why?
Tell me what are your thoughts on that? I don't know. I just had the thought over the course of the weekend, so I want to know your thoughts. Mm-hmm.
I think Robin did that both physically in the house and also in her approach.
Oh, 100%.
In the other episodes and the other clips, she's the one that's like, it's our responsibility to help Cody. They're like, Cody needs to see his kids. He's going to go to the place where he is getting the least amount of flack and stay there. I want to say it was Janelle's complaints. She was like, you just going to go to the marriage that's easiest?
Yes.
He's water. He's taking the path of least resistance.
Who in on earth makes things harder on themselves when they don't have to be? A man
who signs up for plural marriage.
Yeah, but that was then. I don't like those three now. I like this one.
That's what I feel like my full thoughts on it are, that the thing is Robin likes him. Mm-hmm. So she's more accommodating. Mm-hmm. These other women don't like him. So they're not about to make a whole bunch of space for him. They're like, you get on my nerves. So
ain't no space. He couldn't even barely sit down at Janelle's Airbnb.
I don't know where she sleep, bless her heart.
They went in there.
When I came in this morning, she was in there. I said, get. You know we got to shoot.
They went in there and just locked their legs and leaned against the wall. There wasn't no more room.
And the thing is, Robin still likes him. Robin likes him a lot, and they like each other. So I feel as though you're seeing what happens when you have too many people that you're juggling and not all of them are liking you. So I know why he's there. He's more comfortable. He feels like he is loved there, and he loves her more than he loves the other women.
1,000%. I want to go back to the house thing real quick. When he was like, I tried my little experiment and I spent 27 days out of a month with Christine, or 26 days. And guess what? She didn't complain. But the other wives complained. And Christine was like, that was a good month, man. Yeah. I had him the whole time. And at that moment, I'm like, number one, it shows you this is what they've been complaining about Robin. Hold on. I'll ask your question. Uh-huh. At the end.
Let me just add to the point because I can't. I was going to forget. But then why did Robin try to use that as I one time?
I was going to say the same thing. I tracked him.
Oh, that was my favorite part of the episode.
But right. It was like, it was the week he purposefully changed.
Calculate all the other snap. Months.
I didn't
calculate. Yeah. Yeah. She was like, and he spent most of the time with Christine.
And the way he divvies it up is, I'm at Robin's house, but I'm not spending time with Robin because I'm in the office or I'm in the garage.
That made me laugh so hard. You really are going to nitpick to the point where,
right?
I mean, technically I'm at her house, but we're not spending time together. Boy, you know what we mean. And also, I think it's funny that the other wives, I know they have a group chat separate.
Except for Mary.
Mary ain't no group chat.
No, one of the things that I think I saw on McKelty's Patreon, she was like, okay, McKelty is Christine's daughter. She's like, Janelle, I consider my mom. Like, her kids are my blood family. She was like, I have the way that I feel about Mary. And my other siblings have a way that they feel about Mary.
There's something about Mary.
And none of us really consider Robin our mom or their siblings our siblings.
Damn. Wait.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
So the kids that have, which makes sense because Janelle and Christine are the closest, and their kids are the closest.
So they're not cousins. They siblings. Yes.
Yes.
But they don't rock with Robin's. I mean, I figure they don't rock with Robin's kids, but they don't rock with Mary's kid either.
They didn't go down to Mary to Leon, right? They didn't go to Leon, but they were saying specifically Mary. She was like, meaning McKelty. I don't know how the rest of them feel about Mary. I just know how I feel about Mary. And it was very like read between the lines ish.
Like McKelty. Let's go back to how Robin gets on my goddamn nerves. I want to slap her in the face. Go ahead. Go say it.
Marcus reminded me, and then you raised your hand, and I forgot. Is it ad? No. Oh, okay. During that time we was talking about, I didn't put two and two together that it was the same month. But her acting like she has the same problems they have, the worst acting performance I've ever seen on television ever. When she was like, where is it? Where's the time? Gosh, it's tough, right, guys? When he's not around.
She's awful.
That Cody, man. Huh? Yeah. It's like that Drake meme where he's on the sideline. He's like, oh, man. It's like you're trying to act like, girl, you know, all this couldn't be true. Right. Everybody hates you because you get all him. You can't also be like, he don't spend no time with me.
Yeah, because of now, that 1 month.
Girl, now where is that he?
Because of the one time.
Where
the
is he month. Then? Because he even said, I'm at her house in the garage and in the office. Now, somebody lying.
Because Robin doesn't realize she is the problem.
No, she does, and she just doesn't want anybody else to point it out. She just is like, I'll just keep crying here on camera. And I don't understand how all of this is happening. And she makes
not
me
a lip in sight. Them lips were not. You know, that stupid going to stay high.
When
she got lower nose and upper chin. Ain't no lip.
This is one thing is like, I don't like to hear white women say. It's a trigger for me, especially when it's in the wrong situation. She said, we decided, because that finally came out this episode, they're the ones who decided that Christmas wasn't going to happen. Cody and Robin.
Oh, they were?
Yes. She was like, it just wasn't going to be safe.
Yeah,
for Cody she did say to that. Be around his sons. I don't like when white women denote when something is safe or not safe, because a lot of times it is a over dramatization of whatever the hell they're feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's just like, so what you think, just because they gonna start arguing, you think they gonna pull out a gun and shoot their dad?
Yeah.
You think they gonna fight their father?
Quick aside, totally different show. Selling OC.
Oh my god.
Hall is a white woman.
Shona.
Alexandra Hall. And she's beefing with Brandy.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the black girl. So the white girl is Italian. Talking with or Italian. Spicy yeah, white. She's Italian.
White and spicy.
Yeah. Spicy white. So the Italian girl
and
talking
she's slick with her mouth.
Yeah. And she talking with her hands, she's doing a lot. Right. So the black girl's like, chill.
I'm from LA.
Yeah. When you talk with your hands like that, from where we're from, it's finna get active, basically. So if you want to, you know, if you don't want it to escalate, I'm going to need you to chill out with your hands. And the girl was like, well, I'm from Italy, so you should go there sometime. And the black girl was like, all right, now I done told you once. She was like, are you coming at me? Are you? I felt like she was going to hit me. I feel safe in the moment.
Bitch.
Now, how you going to be the one turning up first? And the black girl, and she never even matched her energy.
Yeah, of course.
All she did was be like, all right, now where I'm from, you bucking up, you talking crazy. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't want me to meet you. Now you want to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't feel safe.
The whole rest of the episode.
Now we're here. And it's just we were her friends. And now I don't feel safe around her. I thought she was coming at me. And then Melissa was like, I think the producers told her, like, borderline racism. And
later she did on, switch her energy.
She's racist.
And
yeah,
then later on she came and she was like, I mean, I don't think she was going to hit me. I was like, I told Melissa while we were watching, I said, this whole scene is anti-black.
You did.
This whole scene. Yeah,
absolutely.
This is
anti-black.
This is why I can't do the whole Angelina Jolie badass beating dudes up in movies.
Because all or nobody like her. Because
you, through the history of the world, you have never seen this done.
Right.
On no type of level. Of anything.
Outlaw Johnny Black.
I knew you were about to say that because I was about to call it. I forget what he called it. Yeah, BBR.
Yeah, I know. What once he made that post?
BBM? Yes, WWRBBM. There's a whole scene in Outlaw Johnny Black where they talk about, y'all got to be careful. We don't want another WWRBBM. They're like, white women raped by black man?
No, I've seen that clip.
Like, you ain't even got to. One of the characters was like, you ain't even got to have a white woman in the town.
The white woman don't even live here.
She don't even live here. Just the whisper a white woman raped by black man decimates towns. And I was like, dang, that's the whole Rosewood movie, Emmett Till, like so many things start off with that. And I'd be like, see, them white women, when it comes to race and the police, the police are an extension of white supremacy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The white woman's tears is a call to action. A white 100%. Woman afraid?
Y'all see that video of virtual? Them white people fighting the police?
Who?
Y'all ain't seen that?
Who fighting the police?
The whole brawl of white people fighting the police?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God.
But hold up. Go ahead and thank you.
So the worst of the trilogy or the worst of the series. Well, not the worst of the series by any means. But what was the last Avengers movie where they started beating up and winning?
Oh, Endgame.
Endgame.
Yeah.
So you know the part where all the women His heroes come together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For me, when I seen Pepper Potts land and that mask open and she got in formation, I said, throw the whole movie away.
He said, no.
Ain't no way in hell. She has absolutely no training. What is she doing in this suit? Let She's the suit fight up. By itself. Why is she there? She is a victim now.
No, she got to She's going
to ruin it for her, but somebody going to have to save her. Now Thanos going to kill everybody again. Just because y'all want to put this little frail heifer in this goddamn suit and act like she going to kill somebody.
If Pepper Potts get down there and start Man, crying, Pepper the Potts. Police are on the way.
And that's going to get them killed, too.
No,
we need them to hold.
They're going to be like, hands behind your back.
Yeah, stop
Did
resisting.
You winking that white man? You purple
stop
black
resisting.
Man? What? He's an alien
he's
man.
He's a pigger. He's purple.
He's a pigger. He's purple. Oh, I wish I could find it. I can't. There was a literally. It was.
Oh, hold
these
on.
White folk. They were fighting outside of a restaurant, and when I tell you the women,
cops was actually in the process of look like arresting somebody, like putting somebody in handcuffs, and all of a sudden the audacity came out, and these women's like they start. Pushing the cops.
The women this
start
one
pushing.
Woman
then one woman kicks the cops in the top twice.
Oh wow!
So it got so bad. The cops start swinging on them. When I tell you,
the police fought back.
Yes,
they didn't feel for their life.
No, not one. Not a taser pulled. Not a billet. Not a taser. Nothing. Not a nightstick.
Sock her in the.
Let me tell you what. These white women started dropping like flies.
It was like dominoes.
So I was talking about it on Let Us Tell It. Somebody said Andy's coming. That's what it looked like. They started falling. Then the boyfriend started jumping in because they see their women getting knocked out. I'm like, didn't no single, y'all didn't even pull the zip ties out on these white people.
Nothing.
All this white on white crime and y'all didn't feel in danger?
I wish
Thugs.
It must be on TikTok.
Thugs.
But yeah, no, I honestly, that made me so mad.
Rhode Island wedding bra, somebody in the comments said.
Oh. Yeah, it was Rhode Island.
What's going on down in Rhode Island?
I don't know, but luckily I'm not sending anything there with ShipStation because it's crazy there. But I'll send everywhere else on ShipStation because I absolutely love it.
You found it?
All right, so it's the calm before the holiday storm, but you can prepare for e-commerce business for the holiday rush now just by using ShipStation. Whether you're shipping from your house or your warehouse, ShipStation can help you increase your profitability, save time automating shipping and returns on ShipStation's dashboard, and keeps costs down to the industry-leading carrier discounts while the holidays orders roll in. Let me tell you why I love ShipStation, and I'm mad because there was a recent order where we weren't using it, and that is my bad. I wasn't there to facilitate it. So you know what? A bunch of stuff went wrong. All of those things would have been avoided had we used ShipStation. One, we would have gotten the right postage at a discounted price. I'm talking about the ones that these Fortune 500 companies get. Two, it would have saved us so much time, and it would have made just everybody's life easier. But let me tell you, this holiday season, ShipStation is what I am using to do our fulfillment. No questions asked. You can quickly and easily update crucial order information and reduce errors, effortlessly integrate everywhere you sell online, including Amazon, Etsy, eBay, Shopify, and more. Manage orders, print labels, compare rates, optimize every shipment, and automate delivery notifications. Simplify and automate your shipping no matter how big your business grows. ShipStation has enterprise solutions that reduce warehouse costs and improve profitability. ShipStation's robust automations and reporting make scaling easy, and as your business grows, you can save thousands on shipping costs. Industry-leading discounts for rates from USPS, UPS, DHL, and Global Post. Get discounts up to 84% off USPS and UPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stuck with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Set your business up for the holiday season success with ShipStation. Go to ShipStation.com and use code TBTB
TBTB
today and sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com/TBTB
TBTB.
And then after you finish that long, hard day of work of doing your e-commerce business, then it's time to eat. And what are you going to eat? Hello Fresh. Amen. I actually made some last night. I made this it was a ravioli. It had zucchini strips on it. Mm-hmm. And the sauce that I made for it was so good.
Scrumptious.
Mm. And let me tell you who would not have had that idea. Me, if it wasn't for HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients delivered right to your doorstep so you can skip trips to the grocery store. With HelloFresh, you're able to make home cooking fun, easy, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. A busy fall schedule doesn't always leave you time to spare. And with HelloFresh, you don't need to spend all evening in the kitchen to whip up a wholesome meal. And with HelloFresh, with their quick and easy recipes in the 15-minute meals, you can get a tasty dinner on the table in less time it takes to get takeout or delivery. That is the honest truth. HelloFresh takes stress out of mealtime by delivering fresh ingredients and easy recipes right to your door. This fall, skip the extra trip to the grocery store and have dinner ready in no time with America's number one meal kit. I already told you the Tanksleys love it. I don't know what y'all taking so long. Get your HelloFresh. Quit playing with us because it's a mad amazing. Go to HelloFresh.com/50TBTB.
50TBTB.
And use code 50TBTB.
50TBTB.
For 50% off plus 15% off the next 2 months. I'm going to tell you that one more time because I want you to do it, okay? Go to HelloFresh.com/50TBTB.
50TBTB.
Use code 50TBTB.
50TBTB.
For 50% off plus 15% off the next 2 months. It's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Very good. We just watched the video. That is,
it was getting socked out.
Crazy dinema because somebody black would have been dead today.
Oh, so this started at the beginning of the video.
100%.
The article says that this fight started because the white people were denied entry to a bar.
Right.
And it'd be some white people stuff to be like, wherever I want to go,
I should be able to go.
Why are you stopping me? This I'm white. I want to go in here.
Right.
I want to do this. I don't care about the rules. Somebody on Twitter, they used to always say that white people think they just make the rules for anything.
Yeah.
And then the other rules that are made don't apply to them.
Absolutely.
The lady, the article said the lady who got knocked out was reaching for the officer's gun.
I can believe it.
You would have been dead. You would have been dead.
The first, dead. Hey, get off me. Stop resisting. Pop, 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 pop. That video would have been 3 seconds long. Right.
But listen, y'all weren't listening to it with the sound on. Watch it again. You're going to hear how hard her head It's that it's whack, like, because you turn, like, the camera turns because they hear the sound.
Wow.
Oh, he socked her all the way out.
Can you? And that was her husband was there.
Yeah.
The husband. A cop knocked your wife out. Yeah. You had to defend her honor. Now you get knocked out, too, like your father used to.
Like your father used to. That's what Mary reminds me of. She reminds me of those people. And it pisses me off that she refuses to see anything from other
Robin.
Her too. Yep, that's who I'm talking about. Robin. This is why I call her Rihanna. Robin refuses to see things in any other perspective than her own. She keeps saying, I don't understand. And I want to be like, because you don't want to.
Well, and it's also odd because it's hard to believe she could be that naive, but it's also hard to believe because she is divorced. So you've been in a relationship that didn't work out. You're familiar and have like firsthand experience with those feelings. So it's odd to me that this is like so foreign and you just don't understand it. Like, girl, do you remember when?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's happening here.
You definitely, why did she leave her other husband? Do we know?
I don't know why. He's dying.
Her other husband?
Uh-huh. Yes, her ex-husband has like cancer or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my Kelsey actually like confirmed it. I'd be all deep in their Patreon. You hear
Someone says they think that her first husband was maybe abusive.
That's what I thought, but because I didn't know that, I didn't say it, and I don't want to put that out there because I don't know that.
I think just from what I see, the reason she's so easy to get along with for Cody is because she is very submissive compared to the other ones.
Yes. And you can tell that in the complaints lodged against one another. So Cody actually had this in my notes. Cody's biggest complaint for the other wives, the three OG wives, is that they're not good sister wives. And Reed's sister wives is Robin. And their complaint is that he's not a good husband to them. He's not a good support system to them. And he's not a good father.
Yeah.
And because Robin is, you know, we can use the word accommodating in like the literal space that she set up with him and following the COVID rules and like respecting him. And even the way they go back and forth on like that sacred, what
sacred
was
loneliness?
It? The sacred loneliness bit, like where they're literally even in this past episode, the editors are setting up so you can see the contrast between the OG wives and Robin. And it's like, you know, it's clear why he prefers her. It's just, I'm going to get my way. I've got to fuss and fight with y'all. I'm not doing that. Also, can I just say,
say it.
Cody.
What? Oh, Cass says no. He wasn't abusive. This is okay. The first husband. Robin stole money from him. Ah. And when he found out, she filed for divorce. She, nice. Women, hold on. This has always been about money for Robin.
Ooh, I hadn't trifling heard that.
I didn't either. That's what Kat said. But go ahead. Okay, sorry, let me interrupt. Listen,
that Cody has the last words a Debbie Dad will die on. Like, this is the hill Debbie Dad's die on. And it sounds like this. The phone works both ways.
When I tell you that pisses me off. First of all, I about wanted to jump through the screen. I was working out. When they said, what's that little white girl that lived with Janelle? When they said he had gotten nothing for Savannah, and it was the end of January?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He got them other kids. What'd he get them?
Them little electric dirt bikes. That wasn't electric.
He said, I'm going to get her something. It'll be late. It's been late.
Nah, he's trash.
It'll be late, but I'm going to get her something.
And
you win
it. That was an above and beyond present. A dirt bike is, that is not like.
You know how much it takes to get that many bikes to the house?
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Anthony.
Yeah. That hurt my feelings. And now, mind you, she couldn't fit no gift inside of that house that she lives in.
But in storage.
Exactly. Give her something, goddamn. Yeah.
They're definitely casualties of his divorce.
Yes.
Christine, she alluded to, like, since the divorce, they don't see him. Like, honestly, the complaint was while they were married, they didn't see him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, afterwards, it's like you divorced the wife and the kids. But I think he's got a little nuclear family going.
Absolutely.
With Robin, he's just like, I'm annoyed by the rest of you. Just your children, everything about it. I wouldn't do plural marriage again. I'm happy with Robin. I got my office in my garage. Leave me alone. But I also don't like Christine because she'd be smiling around
me. And what
me.
Was Robin's issue with Christine's kids coming to visit?
I don't know.
She said,
they're so divided.
I didn't have a choice.
And that's what I don't like either. Robin acts like she doesn't have the ear of Cody.
Mm-hmm.
He's sleeping with you every single night. You want me to believe y'all not setting up? Girl, bye. You
garage.
Don't want me to believe y'all not sitting up and chatting and talking and devising a plan and doing this, that, and the third. Mm-hmm. She always makes it seem like when things aren't the way she wants them to be presented, that it was all Cody. And I didn't have a choice. It was just, I didn't have a choice.
Because she also benefits from the COVID,
absolutely.
His COVID rules.
Right. I didn't want this house. I told Cody no. Me and the other wives were saying, no, I don't want this house. Meanwhile, you in the house.
Come on.
Well, I mean, if it's going to be nice and empty, I might as well lay my head down. I don't want to live in a dorm room with Janelle.
And let this dust settle.
And meanwhile, somebody sent me, y'all are ridiculous. Somebody sent me Janelle's footage of her calling.
Yes.
I said, Marcus, look at this. Why they send this to me? This baby is about coming through the damn screen. Well, it's because her apartment's so tight. If she stretches her arm out the window.
She had a pupil pressed against the camera.
I want to go ahead.
No,
say
no,
your thought.
I was just going to say, Robin really, she is playing a little game, and I'm like, what? I don't really know what she wants her end game to be, because it seems like she does want there to be sister wives.
Yes.
But
she don't
like,
want to be married to him without sister wives.
So I'm like, then you're not playing your cards right. Like, yeah, appease Cody, but you got to quit pretending like you don't see what they see.
Right.
She does a terrible job of it anyway, so I want her to stop. Just
unless she's trying to go up the rankings and take the OG. I don't know what she's trying to do.
She already got
I
it when she legally married him. When that's Mary true. Let go of her legal marriage to him, Robin took the number one spot.
And it's so Major wild that she's like, I don't know what I'm going to do without Mary if she leaves. Mary doesn't have a relationship with Cody.
And she ain't married the same one. She don't have a relationship. It was like, well, because of my religion, I can't go anywhere. Mary's stupid. She needs to get her shit together.
Like that too, though. Janelle be feeling the same way.
They die. Yeah,
because
come on,
it's
Mary.
Wild that Very Janelle was. Oh,
go ahead.
It's wild that Janelle was also like, after this relationship with Cody, I would do plural marriage again.
I think that's the devil you know.
Hello? Yeah.
I really think so. I think she wants to, like, there's a certain amount of just being.
You used to living that way.
Yes.
Like,
this is
I want a person
you know.
To make me feel like I'm not important enough. I got to be third out of four.
That's what that beanbag represented.
That's what that,
that she already in that too small damn apartment with that small couch. And she said, the couch is Cody. right? She's like, it's too small in here. It doesn't work. She said, I'm going to bring another big item in here and see if I can make it work.
There's some floor we can see. Let's fill it up with something.
Melissa's anti-beanbags.
I hate beanbags. I did get one for Joe's room.
I used to be like, I just love the sound I make when you sit on them. I'm like, shush, shush. I'd be liking that. And I just want
to just want
to I've never thing. Seen, especially a beanbag that size with multiple people. It just looks unsanitary to me. When you see that many people laying on one thing that ain't a couch.
That's what I don't understand.
Because they don't, the back doesn't.
There ain't no back support.
There's no back support. They're uncomfortable.
They're comfortable, man. You're just playing the video game.
It's like Isaiah, in Joe's room, it's just aesthetic. Ain't nobody touched the thing but like, they're not practical.
My purse is on it.
I don't like that. I mean, the new ones have. But then it's not, that's not a beanbag to me. That's
it's just a chair.
Yeah, that's a chair.
Soft ass chair.
Yeah, I concur.
Sure.
Okay, let me go through my notes. Mary deciding to leave Flagstaff, but staying married is soft. Divorce, she's stupid. Mary suggesting that Robin would be more upset than Cody at her leaving is stupid. Christine liking Shamar more.
I know she
can like, we just
she's a whole mess. She's like, we all knew with Shamar. She was like, it makes me blush. I don't want to say it.
I didn't catch that with Shamar Moore.
Oh, she said it before in another time.
Oh.
She was like, it's Shamar Moore. I mean, the way he says, baby girl. Oh,
it's my favorite thing.
That's what she
said. I love watching Christine.
Wants a black plumber.
Yeah, I love watching Christine like become the villain that she is.
Yes.
I think for me, she is the villain that Cody thinks he is, and maybe it'll come later in the season.
Maybe I'll just be the devil that I
have. Yes, but I feel like Christine is the actual villain.
She is.
She just does it with a smile, and I'm kind of here for it.
She's the grandma in Coco.
She's
you
like,
think it's Bruno, and it's the grandma, and that's Christine.
I agree.
100%. She's like, little kids everywhere around me. I still see them. That's how she's treating.
She doesn't care. The fact that she wants to be like, I wear ex-wife as a badge. That's like an F you not only to the like the marriage, but it's also an F you to the religion.
Yeah.
That she's willing to wear a badge with honor and pride that is ex-wife.
What does F you stand for?
Forget you. You never heard of CeeLo
Green? What did you think it was?
Get you!
You never heard that song?
It actually.
The radio edit? The radio edit.
I was about to say, it's actually.
The radio edit?
I have heard it.
Okay, there you go.
Let me tell you what. Speaking of radio edits, I did not know. In my mind, can I get a what? I had only heard the radio version of that song.
What does he say?
Oh, you ain't heard of Can I Hear a What?
I mean, yeah.
You talking about Jay-Z and,
yes.
And that girl?
Can I get a f*** you to the bitches from all of my who don't love hoes and get no dough? Can I get a... What did she say?
No, she got to say... She can't say you.
No, her verse is grimy enough.
Wait, what are
I like a lot of piranha.
What's the name of the song? Can I get a what? Oh, Can I Get a...
Can I get
a? I put it down. Put it down. Any I got a zada. Get a who? Get a guy. Get a who? Get a guy.
I need to introduce you to Papa.
Let you meet my man.
My coochie remains in a Gucci mane. Never test my patience. We be a hot maintenance, high class.
If you ain't rolling, bypass.
Okay. If you ain't rolling, I could dash. Yo, can I get?
Was that a meal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a meal. Said I got you.
Can I get a few to them bees from all my? Can I get a woo woo?
Let me ask y'all something. Have you ever heard Melissa say my G?
Yeah.
I've literally said it on this podcast.
She says it all the time.
Josh? I don't think so. That's what I'm saying. She ain't never said it a lot. Melissa said my G with a podcast with the people. She was like, nah, my G. And I said, when you
heard her say my G?
I've literally said it.
She's probably the only person I've heard say my G.
I literally say it to not say.
You be saying.
I know, but then I don't want to edit, so I say G only. Don't do me. I do say it, shut up.
Why is he making the face? He's stupid.
I literally have said it before.
All right, my G.
Thank you. Exactly.
Why Kevin make a stink face like he needs some Lumi?
There we go.
Our sponsor of today's podcast. Is your deodorant so amazing that someone will steal it? Well, Lumi is. Wait till you hear this story. Mm. You don't even know this story, babe. Okay. I know this happened because someone literally did it. Let me take you back. Lumi is America's number one whole body deodorant, pH optimized for pits, privates, and beyond. They also have deodorant wipes for 24-hour odor control on the go. The wipes work so well that, yes, some deodorant bandits stole an entire truckload of them from Lumi's warehouse this year. But you can avoid California Highway Patrol, and I recommend you ordering them from their site. We got a special offer for you guys. New customers get $5 off Lumi Starter Pack with code TBTB at LumiDeodorant.com. Let me tell you about my personal experience with Lumi. We were traveling to Houston, Texas, and I felt like I smelled like a something sour. You know what I'm saying? Like there was, it's because we were sweating.
The humidity was thick as water.
Oh, it was terrible. And we had to go to see some friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can't go nowhere with whatever is happening with my body. So we pulled out our Lumi. I rubbed it between my thighs. Okay. I rubbed it underneath my breast. I rubbed it on my, obviously my armpits. And I was actually using their, the cream. I'll tell you about the product that I'm talking about, and thank God for it. Cause I wouldn't have made it. I don't know how people make it in Texas with the way it's hot. You need Lumi if you in Texas. You need Lumi if you anywhere. But if you definitely in Texas, you better use this discount code. It's a whole body deodorant. It's the first of its kind. Lumi is seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Pits, under boobs, thigh folds, belly button, butt cracks, vulva, and feet. Created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. Clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. How? Unlike many deodorants that try to mask odor with fragrance, Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop the odor before it starts. More like a pre-odorant. Aluminum-free, baking soda-free, and paraben-free. pH balance for safe use below the belt. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick of deodorant, cream tube deodorant, that's what I was talking about earlier, and two free products of your choice, like the mini body wash or the deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for our listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi Starter Pack with code TBTB at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% of your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code TBTB.
TBTB. First of all, shout out to Lumi for turning lemons into lemonade. They say, you know what? We're going to put this theft experience into the ad.
Period.
That's something I would do. Period. Lumi works great, man.
I love it.
Okay. Sorry, I was trying to catch up on my notes. All right. The last part, I feel like you had something you wanted to say earlier, and I feel like we skipped over, but I don't exactly remember what it was. But if it doesn't come to you, I'll go to this next point.
Just goes to the
very
next
good point. That the other part that makes Cody and Robin's relationship so different than his relationship with the other wives, and I thought this was like really telling, is when he was talking about going to like his evil side, and he was like, I don't want Robin to see me that way. I don't know why. For me, I was like, that's so interesting that he doesn't have any concern for his other wives seeing him act a donkey, but he wants to hide that side of himself from Robin.
That's the only person he cares about.
Legit.
Yeah. I wonder if, like many relationships, COVID just sped up something that was already like deteriorating.
Nah, I think it just intensified it. I think it just intensified it. Not to say it would have ended eventually, but with COVID, if it was already at 85, COVID just turned it up to 115.
Yeah.
That's all it did.
Yeah. Because he was already, if this is another thing, it's super wild to think that, because if you know, I'm going to say my whole thought. If Robin and Mary both clocked how much time Cody was spending, there's no doubt in my mind the other wives did it too.
Yeah,
everybody. They're probably texting each other. He at your house? No, he at your house? No, he at, okay. So he's at Robin's house.
100%.
Oh, they probably got a tracker on his phone.
Location.
Location. If I were in a plural marriage, that's the only way it's going to work. Is if I'm tracking your time the entire time. I need to know if I got as many hours every month, absolutely. And you need to correct it every month.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Being in a plural marriage sounds like the worst thing ever. It all you do is piss off.
Horrible.
Whatever you do, great, just inevitably pisses off three other women. Or however, spending all the time with Robin pisses off the rest three. Okay, Robin, you're out. Spend all the time with Christine now. Christine's happy. The rest three are mad. He goes down the line. He would have to literally do the same, like, Monday through Friday, the first week at one's house, two, three, four. But he's going to enjoy himself more at the one he actually likes. And eventually, he's just going to be like, I'm not going to go over there. And your house is dumb and small.
This is why I don't. Oh, were you going to say something? This is why I don't work. When you're dealing with human emotion and you try say to split it. That up 100-fold with everybody, it's impossible. You can't split 100.
But what if you don't like what's happening right now? Part. You can be like, I'm going to the wife that don't do my favorite.
But check this out. Even with your own kids, naturally, the younger ones get a little more attention because they need it.
Mm-hmm.
Little Marcus be up in his room. If food was not required to come downstairs, we would never see this boy.
No. I don't know that. I don't know that my children exist until the doorbell rings.
I go in there and jump on their bed.
The twins, they kind of do their own thing. Our attention mostly is on Amar and his little moody ass.
He's a moody baby.
Okay. Look, he hit a nerve with me this week.
We got a moody baby too. I was wondering how many parents out there got moody babies.
He hit a nerve with me. I was like, I'm done with this whole, you're going to ignore it and do what you want to do. You know better at this point. Get over here and do what I said. I was done. Anyway,
I was done.
This is why this whole plural thing ain't going to work.
Monty is on my nerves. Because I don't really like Monty that much anymore.
Sure you don't.
Monty be up in there, his breath stinks. And he'd be like, wake up, I got to pee. And I'd be like, I don't want you around.
Oh, he's back out of the crate.
He's in now.
Kev is great training him. It makes me sad.
Me and the dog are great now. Because he'd be going in his crate now.
No, and Kev is lying because you put him in the crate and then he cries for half an hour. Who has to go down there to soothe him?
I soothe and then you finish him off with the soothing.
Why are y'all soothing the dog?
Because he'd be down there sad.
He'd be like,
that's how he gets you to come back, though.
Yes.
Yeah, that dog ain't sad. That dog ain't sad.
He's sad.
He's not.
He's manipulative. Dog is not sad.
I figured him out. He knows. This is when it's funny, because he be tired. This is him. This is 30 minutes compressed.
That be making me sad.
All right, man.
It make you sad. You projecting. That dog ain't sad.
He knows. Daddy knows that she can't go upstairs, right? She's not supposed to go upstairs. If he's in the house and I'm telling her to come upstairs, she will look at me from the downstairs and be like, bitch.
There's been times.
You know he here.
There's been times where we've had assholes in our house that will let her go upstairs. I don't know if she's upstairs. I come through the door, close the door. Lottie trot downstairs.
She's like, I ain't supposed to be up here.
When you go to eat, Monty turns on the light. Hey.
He's manipulative.
Yes.
You remember that time we had our pit bull, X. We had somebody house sitting for us one time. She calls us and was like, oh my God, I think I need to let him inside because he's cold. He's sitting at the back door shivering. I'm like, he never comes inside.
Yes.
Girl, he's playing you right now.
That's Monty. Monty is a master manipulator when he wants to get out of that crate. Melissa, I'd be like, good night. Bark until you go to sleep. Melissa be like, he doesn't like it. I don't like it.
It makes me sad.
I don't like it when he's out and wakes me up. Also, I start putting him in this crate even when we leave. Mm-hmm. I usually leave the back door open. I'm like, nah. And when he's at home, I bet you he don't bark. When nobody's in there, he'll be like, well, I'm in here now.
He probably do be barking in there.
Leave your phone recording. I bet you he don't.
Cries in her crate if she has already shit on herself or she's about to be on herself. She don't say nothing. That's if I start hearing her whining, I'm like, did you poop in there? I go over there. Oh, yeah, you did. Come on, girl. Get on out. But, yeah, she don't be.
He's a master of this. And then he get out of his crate. When you let him out, he just be like, all right, I'm going to lay down on the grass.
He just don't want to be inside.
I don't want to be in here, man. I'm a black dog, man. You can't keep me locked up.
I'm not going to move around. I just don't want to not move around.
That's what I'd be like, you don't do nothing but lay down. That is the most laying down dog.
I was going to say that. Monty got the spirit of an obese dog.
Monty did.
That worked a long 8-hour shift.
I'm so tired. What a day.
He'd be so tired.
I'm so tired.
He'd be very tired.
Is that enough time?
Yeah, I think so. How far out are we?
I was almost
just under, like 6 minutes shy of an hour.
Okay, great. What was you gonna say?
Finish. I had a deep point. I forgot it.
You said because we spend more time.
Yeah, you can't. You can't spend that much time and split it amongst grown ass women. Yeah, and think everything's gonna be fine. That's why there's no show. Show me the show. Make a show of where this actually works.
You can't do plural marriage. This is what the show was supposed to
be. I'm barely doing this one.
Listen, the thing about it is that the only way that this works is if you are diligent in the equity of everything.
You ain't gonna be. It's not possible.
Unhappy.
Or that.
That man can't do it.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. The way that you would have to be like, you got a new cell phone? Everybody get a new cell phone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I got your kids, dirt bites, all 25 y'all getting dirt bites. I spent 2 days with you. I'm going to spend two days with you, and we're just going to do that.
Don't let somebody's mama get sick, because now I got to go spend more time with Keisha.
Correct. So now your mama got to get sick.
Your mama's healthy, sick her up.
Yeah, she come over here and catch the chicken pox.
You know, I feel like it can actually work as long as the wives don't know about each other.
It worked like that all the time.
It can work if you're rich too, and they don't have nothing else.
But your time is still limited.
Now, I think back in the day when the women was property and y'all couldn't open no bank accounts, apparently till like 1974.
Yeah, but this is the thing. You're
I mean, they was happy. They were just dealing with it.
A time when clearly those women were suppressed and couldn't say how unhappy they were.
Yes, that's the key.
Hello.
To poor marriage.
If you had sister wives of
Joseph Smith, they probably was like, this sucks, but I don't have a house.
And then you got to feed them sacred loneliness so they're able to accept.
Yes.
Child, bye.
If you watch medieval times, it don't look like women have been happy in marriage ever. There's like our house.
Because they was eight.
It literally worked. Our houses need to join. I had to compute eight as eight and not. Our houses need to join. Marry my daughter who's seven and you're 58.
And they're like, all right. I will make you a good wife. Could you please help me to the toilet? I mean, they're like that young. Where it's just
your
like,
wife's in there coloring.
Right.
It was so disgusting. But yeah, I think if they don't know about each other at all and that they're in a plural marriage and that only the husband knows, it works.
That's all he needs. Sacred loneliness.
Sacred loneliness.
All the wives are completely unhappy except the main wife, and it works. And you think all them concubines in the Bible was happy? Concubine 733 from David.
But at least when you're a side chick and you sign up to be a side chick, you understand your role as a side chick.
Yeah. You gotta give it some coochie every once in a while.
I think
you
soon
can
as you
your
put a wife on it, it just tears it up. That's why Nick is doing well at this. None of them are wives.
He a baby daddy. No, he is the baby daddy.
Correct. But fast forward 20 years when all his kids got a documentary on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. We're not. This is not about a great plural family. This is about plural marriage.
Charles poor Luke, man. Did he?
Well, you hop over like 10 or 12. You
10, I think.
Oh, I did hear that.
I think it's 10.
Wait a minute. What is it?
You know, if you have over like 10 kids, you know the
Patriots. They're just like, man, whatever. There's no way you could do this.
So what does that benefit the mother? So if I have 10 kids, do I not have to pay to raise them no more? And the government steps in?
No, man, you're a woman. The double standard helps us on this. Hush up and feed that kid peanut butter and sadness.
Peanut butter and sadness.
All right, y'all. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Sister Wise, get your act together and get the episode good.
Get it good.
Selling OC was great.
Selling OC was good.
And then in between the beef, they be showing you the most beautiful house you ever seen.
Oh, yeah. That's what they good for. Yeah.
Also, I want to say something about this. Y'all are not good real estate agents. Your doggone daddy was just rich, and he was a real estate tycoon, and now you're in a...
The house that my family
hold up. My God!
It's the other problem I have. It looked like they move into places that's got a population of like 17.
Yeah, it does. Yes. It does. I'd never see nobody in the neighborhood.
You don't see no traffic.
No traffic.
No stoplights.
Them doggone houses be crazy, though.
They should be. You have to
sign up for. They do less and less of that.
Pay me to live there.
Would you?
But are you back at Sister Wives?
Yeah.
They're in Selling OC.
Oh, well, that too.
I was like, wait a minute. We're in two different universes. Let me help meld them.
Right. We would both have the same conversation.
Yeah.
Well,
it's true then. Yeah.
Oh, that house crazy.
And at least I remember name of
sure. You had to pay me to live there. I was like, wait.
What's happening?
I'll give them money to live there.
I said, no. I was like, this man knows nothing about selling OC, so how is he jumping in this conversation? I wasn't going to call you out, babe. I was going to let you
know. Nah, it's fine.
All right, y'all. Thanks so much. Bye.
All right, then, y'all.